this weekend, when we completed the I Am Money visualization, we had members who were in person and one who joined us via Zoom actually step into being money. We actually took the time to allow ourselves to become one with money and for money to become one with us. In this powerful exercise, participants were asked the following powerful coaching questions. These questions allowed them to stretch their thinking and to be able to answer the subsequent question. As money, what did they value? As money, what did they need? As a result of answering these powerful questions, participants were able to specifically identify money ideas and values that were no longer important to them, limiting beliefs that no longer empowered them, and as a way of opening their eyes and stretching their thinking, these participants were able to become more in alignment with their sacred money contract. What an amazing transformation it was. After our participants completed the I Am Money visualization exercise and they stepped back into themselves, it took a little time to sit down and evaluate the answers by creating their conscious money company. Again, this exercise coincided with the I Am Money visualization exercise to help them be more clear and more specific about what money blocks they wanted to see a breakthrough in, what their future money self looked like, what their future money voice sounded like, and learning how to leave our money past in the past. Now, if you're wondering, what comes next? What's next for me, Ms. Felicia? What's next for me, Ms. Tax Lady? My bankable business coach, right? You've shown me what my number one money archetype is. You've shown me how my shadow of that archetype shows up in my life as money block every day and prevents me from being more bankable. You've also taken me through the powerful I Am Money visualization. And there you coached me through the most powerful questions ever. Help me become clear, not wishy-washy, but clear about where I am now in my money journey and where I plan to be in the future on my money path. Once we created that conscious money compass and we took the time to start writing out what we value, what we were willing to let go of, what thoughts were no longer allowing us to step into our truest form of money power. Well, I'll tell you what's next. If you enjoyed the content so far, if you are already seeing results in your everyday life, the first thing I need to do is grab a friend. Because again, how you do money is how you do everything. And I know many of us, because we are the nurturers, when we find something new, we share with those we love. Why not share this gift with someone that you love and that you care about? Because remember, it is safe to empower others and empower yourself at the same time by having clear money boundaries. On the next step of this journey, what we're going to do, we're going to focus on 6 key areas of our lives. And we're going to uncover how our number one money archetype shows up in those areas every day. And how when they do show up as a negative, we can use our pattern interrupters and turn those into positive money experiences. So until next time, I thank you again. I am your coach, and you are. Thank you.